I remember a wonderful time where I was full on masking when I basically said that I'm organized, but I have ADHD. Like, what? And this goes back as well to job specs. You look down the job spec, it's like, needs to be organized, needs to be everything that people with ADHD are not. Welcome to the Anxious ADHDer, the podcast for brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your host, your resident overthinker, and truth be told, someone who's actually not very good at masking. So today we are talking about denial of masking and how anxiety tends to kind of sneak into both. For me, masking was never really about pretending to be someone else. I'm not very lying and I can't be anyone else, basically. It was more about me trying to make life, I guess, easier for everyone else. Tone myself down, look capable, don't overshare, try not to underperform, and basically just don't make anyone else uncomfortable. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was 13. I know, unusual, right? Not part of the late diagnosis club, very much a veteran. It's been a big part of me for most of my life. In a way, it's kind of been part of my identity. At school, I learned early that humour was my best defence. So if I make a joke before anyone else could, I could control how people reacted. And this sort of self-deprecating humour, it kind of stuck. And it's really hard to unlearn because it really becomes part of how you protect yourself. In my personal life, I've always been pretty open about it. So my friends know, my family knows. I can't really hide it, to be fair. It's too loud, really. But professionally, that's when the masking really came in. Not because I was ashamed, but because I was scared it would change how people saw me, the opportunities, rejection, and I just wanted to be taken seriously. So I just didn't bring it up. I'd go into a new job and I think maybe I'll just keep it to myself for now. I'd overcompensate and quietly burn myself out trying to prove that I was capable. And then when things inevitably got overwhelming, I'd finally mention it. But by then it sounded like an excuse rather than an explanation. And the cycle did my anxiety and no favours. And that's the thing. It wasn't just ADHD. It was managing. It was anxiety. And I only really got my official diagnosis recently. But honestly, I think it has been there all along. It wasn't just hiding behind ADHD symptoms. The overthinking, the overcompensating, the constant people-pleasing. I used to think I was too sensitive. Now I know it was anxiety quietly shaping how I handled everything. And once I realized that so much clicked, masking wasn't just effort, it was fear of being misunderstood, fear of being just too much. In my personal life, I've always been good at being open about having ADHD. Being open isn't the same as being honest. So I talk about the funny cares, the lost cues, the open tabs, not the anxiety spiral at 2 a.m. or the guilt after missing the deadline, the crippling guilt. And at work, I used to worry that mentioning ADHD would make people second guess my ability. So interviews, nah, I'm going to not do that. Like, or just do it under duress, really. And then onboarding, maybe a quick, yeah, I've got it, but it doesn't really affect me. Those are literally my words. And it baffles me because, spoiler, it does. It affects me daily. It affects me hourly. It's affecting me right now, but I don't know any different. But it's crazy. But then came that negative experience, the one where I finally opened up and was told to stop using it as an excuse. And that sentence, it like hit me. So after that, I went straight back into the proving mode, longer hours, tighter control, more stress, less honesty, and anxiety was just like, yes, oh, this is my world. It thrived and I didn't. Psychologists, they basically describe it as social camouflage, as the conscious or unconscious effort to hide neurodivergent traits. So it triggers like a stress response. Your heart rate goes up. Your cortisol strikes and the body literally thinks it's in danger. So you're running like, I guess, a marathon just by acting normal. Basically, I'm putting in all this work that all these neurotypicals don't put in just to appear like completely at their level. From the outside, it doesn't look like I'm putting in any work. It looks like I'm just being a person, you know, but people don't understand the amount of effort it takes to look normal. When I started my current job, which I've been doing for about 4 years, I decided to try something different. I didn't overshare, but I didn't hide it either. I just said, hey, I've got ADHD and sometimes that affects how I work. And the reaction was fine. Just, okay, thanks for letting us know. And that was huge. Because for years, I assumed it would just make things worse, but actually it made things so much easier. Since then, I've tried to stay honest without oversharing. And if I'm struggling, instead of hiding it, I ask. It doesn't make me weak. It just means I'm not wasting half of my energy pretending to be fine. If you're listening and you're thinking, yeah, I don't mention it unless I have to, that doesn't make you dishonest. It makes you protective. There's a lot of stigma out there. Honesty can come with risks and you're trying to pick your moments, but maybe over time, you could start picking them a bit earlier before you're already in a crisis. You don't need to shrink your ADHD or anxiety to make other people comfortable. You don't need to laugh it off or apologize for existing. You can be capable and still messy. I remember a wonderful time where I was full on masking when I basically said that I'm organized, but I have ADHD. Like what? And this goes back as well to job specs. You look down the job spec, it's like needs to be organized, needs to be everything that people with ADHD are not. So it's really easy to look at that and be like, I need to be that person, not admit that I've got ADHD. I need to pretend that I'm normal or neurotypical so I get the job. It starts with that, really. You can have ADHD, you can have anxiety and still be competent at your job. Those things can coexist and they always have. So the more honest I've become, the less I've needed to mask. And when I do catch myself slipping into that old pattern, I just remind myself that you don't have to earn comfort by pretending you're okay. You don't have to turn everything into a joke to make it easier to say. Apparently, I've had anxiety for a lot longer than I thought, but I've stopped seeing this as a flaw. Because when the mask slips now, I don't panic. I mean, sometimes I panic because I'm still struggling a lot with anxiety, but yeah, less so. Researchers at the King's College London found people with ADHD who mask heavily report higher anxiety and burnout rates. The answer to that is literally no shit, Sherlock, because you're monitoring every move. Did I interrupt? Am I talking too fast? Talking quite fast now. Do I look distracted? Should I smile now? It's some sort of mental multitasking on hard mode. And don't get me started when people ask me if I've taken my meds. Oh my gosh, if someone knows I've got ADHD and I'm masking, that sends me in a spiral because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm obviously not hiding it well enough. My mask is slipping, blah, 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 blah. Like a lot. I've not really had that a lot, a few times, but you know, I remember those times. So it was obviously two times too many. So I'm going to get into the different types of masks, and I have tried on most of them. So you got the perfectionism mask. If it's flawless, no one will notice the chaos behind it. You've got your fonts aligned, emails overchecked, every comma inspected, and then paradoxically something's and something riddled of typos because my brain has done a 180. ADHD is nothing if not inconsistent. Comedian, the life of the party mask. So if they're laughing with me, they're not judging me. They're not laughing at me. It's equal parts charisma and then self-protection. Great for morale, terrible for energy level. Terrible for energy levels. It just, you know, oh, yeah, it kills you. Get the space cadet, the oh, silly me card. So it softens forgetfulness. It turns real executive function issues into a joke. But long term, it chips away at self-esteem. You start believing that ditzy act you created. Black sheep, the whole, it's always my fault stance. If I own the blame, no one can throw it at me. Cue guilt, people pleasing, and the endless apologizing emails that start with sorry, just checking in again. The overworker, the intellectual mask. Saying yes to everything. Outperform the doubt. There's actual data for this, believe it or not, guys. A Scandinavian and Norwegian study of 16,000 workers found those with ADHD traits were significantly more prone to workaholism, especially women. So overworking isn't dedication. It's often disguised anxiety. The helper mask. Be indisposable so no one questions your worth. You're so busy helping others, you forget to ask for help yourself. For me, it's kind of like a rotation of all of them, whichever fits the situation best. Interviews, perfectionist, meetings, helper, social, comedian, all exhausting, all anxiety fueled. When I started my current job 4 years ago, I tried something new. I was honest, not oversharing, just straightforward. I've got ADHD and anxiety. Bitch. Actually, I didn't say the bitch, but I don't know why I did that. Yeah, I would definitely not go on the job if I said it like that. The response was a simple okay. And that small moment of acceptance, it genuinely rewired something in me. Oh, I still mask, especially in meetings, you know, the functioning adult facade. But it's lighter. It's like less armor, more filter. I pick my moments, I save my energy. And when I do slip, I don't spiral, or certainly not to the same extent that I used to. It's progress. You know, I'm not saying this to be like, this is me. I'm completely fine. I no longer mask and I'm totally fine with it. And everything in my life is like 100%. No. This one's saying, no, I don't have my life together, barely. But I'm more self-aware and I'm more accepting. If you've got those two, then you're more likely to not mask. What helps me keep this balance? Micro-honesty, right? So tiny truths, like I process better if I can just jot notes while you talk. It's like disclosure without some sort of crazy long essay. You scheduled unmasking. So time alone where I can like stim, ramble, or just stare at a wall, be my own little ADHD self. It's rest. It's not weirdness. Got supportive allies, so colleagues who get it, so I don't have to over-explain. And boundaries over bravado. Saying something like, I need more time, instead of pretending I don't. Being formally diagnosed with anxiety recently, but honestly, it's been the co-pilot all along, that tight-chested, what if they think I'm lazy feeling? The need to over-prepare for everything. ADHD creates the chaos, anxiety tries to project manage it. They're a nightmare duo. But understanding both makes the picture just much nicer. We mask to survive, but we are masked to just be happy, to live, basically. I'm going to end this by saying, guys, you can be capable and chaotic. Professional and neurodivergent, anxious and confident, they can go hand in hand. You know, you can't have one or the other. So hydrate, drink your water, which is also the same as hydrate. Breathe and just shake off that mask, you know, because you're already doing enough. And I will see you next time.